What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
What's new since the last time we talked?
I don't know. You guys are wearing different clothes, so.
You've had a couple of padded practices now, so how do you feel that you've held up in those practices, and how do you think the offense is
looking? It's good to see the guys come out and be physical. I know Coach really preaches physicality, and offensive line is being physical up front. And it's fun to watch. When you go back and you watch the tape, of course, you watch yourself, you learn what you can do better, what you can fix. But then you get to see guys go out and excel and play well, and I think that's really fun. I think the guys are having fun. It is training camp. You know, you put the pads on, there's going to be bumps and bruises. But, you know, everyone's fighting through it, and it's good to see us come out here and continue to get better.
You said that the install has been really heavy. He's dumping it out on you guys early, and you're right there with him the first week. Does it feel heavier than other installs you've been through, and kind of how do you process that as you go through as a quarterback?
It doesn't. You know, drawing on experience from my career, the past 4 years in the league, being in a couple different offenses, it is a heavy install, but everything plays off of other plays. So you can kind of, hey, if they do this, we're going to do this. If they do this, we're going to do that. And I think the guys realize that. But the advantage of putting it all in is that the rest of training camp, you can just keep working on the same things that you've already put in instead of dragging it out. So, yeah, I mean, guys have been out there, and we've had to, you know, be like we're at the airport, directing traffic, getting guys to line up in the right spots. But I think the hustle and the effort is always there.
Who are some of the guys among your wide receivers who formed impressions in your mind as the 4 days of camp have gone by?
No, I mean, I think all of them. They've all done a great job. There's no shortage of speed for us at wide receiver, and there won't be. These guys are like a track team out here running up and down the field. But, you know, we got to take care of them and make sure that these guys stay healthy, and they're doing a good job taking care of their bodies and making sure they're available every single day. So I think all of us have been really impressed with our receiving corps and what they've been doing.
Yeah, everybody's obviously curious about how the first-round pick Coleman is coming along. So how is he coming along?
Yeah, I think Corey's doing well. You know, his speed flashes every day. You know, he's a dynamic player. That's why he was a first-round pick, and he went to Baylor. So, you know.
How valuable was – he said he came out and worked out with you.
Yes.
During the break.
Mm-hmm.
How valuable was that for you guys and your chemistry? And what did you learn anything about him and kind of what makes him who he is?
Yeah, I mean, I know Corey, so it's I was leaving Baylor when he was a recruit coming in, and I went back to Baylor a bunch. So I know Corey really well. I know what he's about. I know what drives him. You know, the same with Josh. And it's been fun, the experience of getting to know the rest of the receivers in the same exact way, what drives them, what they do well, what motivates them. But Corey coming out and a couple other guys came out as well to work with me in the offseason, it builds trust. It builds camaraderie to know when he's going to be coming out of his breaks. And, you know, he made the effort to come out, to come work out, you know, when he could be off. He could be in the Bahamas or something, you know, sipping on pina coladas or whatever he wanted to do. And he came out to work. And I think that's important for him, for us as a team. But when you got examples like Joe Thomas and Joe Hayden out here, it's easy to fall in line and make sure you're doing everything the right way.
It's maybe like an all-Baylor offense here for a good part of the season, couldn't it? I mean, would that be pretty cool for you?
You know, I think we try not to look at it that way. Obviously, all me, myself, Josh, Corey, and Drango all went to Baylor. And, you know, we enjoy the fact that we all get to play together again or play together for the first time. So it is fun, but it's not our main focus. We're Cleveland Browns now, and we're here to help resurrect this team and make it a consistent winner.
Every day, if anything, does it say to you that you're getting the first team reps?
You know, just every day you got to show up ready to go, show up and come out and prove it. So you just focus on what you can control, and Coach tells me to go, I go. And if he tells me he wants me to go play on the concrete with the first offense, that's what we're going to go do. Doesn't matter where we're at, we're ready to play.
Every day we see Pryor motioning into the shotgun and you motioning out as a wideout. Are you looking forward to catching some passes this year?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Robert, can you talk about, you know, when you look out there and you see, well, Gary's a little bit limited right now, but when everybody's healthy, you'll have at your disposal Gary, Josh Gordon, Terrell Pryor, Duke Johnson. Talk about Corey Coleman. What do you feel about the potential of this offense?
Yeah, I mean, potential to be great. And I think every team, you know, all 32 teams right now look at their roster and say, man, we got them. And it's about the ones who grow together the best, come through training camp and get the best out of their season and become gritty, win close games. You know, when it's winning time, we do the right things. And it's real exciting to see our roster, to see the guys and know that we do have some guys that aren't completely healthy. And when they do get out here and start rolling, it can be even more fun. But it's my job to get them the ball. And, you know, I promise you, I'm going to do my best.
Robert, let me talk about the offense growing together. How do you feel about where you are from a leadership standpoint with a new team? I know you've been through a lot in your career, but this is the first time you've changed teams. And, you know some guys, but there's a lot of guys in the locker room who don't know you.
Right. I've said this before. When you come into a new locker room, a new team, a new organization with a new coach, everybody wants to see what you do and how you respond. And what I've tried to do is go in and work hard, show up every day, and prove it to them that they can trust me. Now, have I done that? You got to ask them. I can't tell you that. I know what they've told me. But you just come in, put your best foot forward, show them that they can trust you, work hard every day. And like I said, you know, 1,000 times, when you got guys like Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, Andrew Hawkins, guys that have been in the league for a long time, when they show up every day ready to work, it's easy to fall in line and do that.
What do you suppose it's like for a quarterback from Ohio State who had big success at a very high level to be playing wide receiver now? You have talked to some about your shared background as quarterbacks and
right.
What's going on right now is important teammates.
Yeah, and, you know, TP's transition from quarterback to wide receiver has been phenomenal. It's really hard to do. Not many guys have ever done it. And as you guys have seen out here in practice, he's doing a great job. I mean, I talk to him and laugh with him about when he was at Ohio State in a bowl game back in the day, a couple of years ago, he caught a fade for a touchdown over a safety. And I was watching, I remember watching it, and I was like, man, that guy could play receiver. Obviously, you know, he played quarterback in the league, and now he's got an opportunity to do big things at wide receiver if he keeps working. And I think we're all proud of him. It's good to see him come out here and play the way he has.
There's a live team scrimmage Friday night. What do you want to accomplish personally in that?
Offensively, we want to move the ball, score points. End of the day, that's all we can do. That's all we can control on. It's not about me. It's not about any individual. It's about us as a unit. So just get the unit moving and have positive plays.
Did you do any full speed scrimmages like this in Washington?
Not with the ones, I would say. This is Coach Jackson's team, and if he tells us we're hitting, siren goes off and we're hitting, we're hitting. If he wants me to hit somebody, I'll hit somebody too. So that's just the way it goes, and we all trust Coach that he's going to take care of us and do the right things.
Josh McCown talked about the fact that once a starting quarterback is named, there's no distractions, everybody can get on board behind that one particular guy. Are you eager for that moment when that's over and the starter has been named and it's everybody getting on the same track?
No, you just have to focus on what you can control. There's no eagerness to it. You come out every day with the same mindset to get better. Continue to prove yourself out here on the field every day. And that's all you can control. You can't control when coach makes a decision, how he makes a decision. And one thing we all know is we're all going to have each other's back. So no matter what happens, we're all going to be there for each other. We're all going to have each other's back. And we're all Cleveland Browns. So we're all here to do one job, and that's win.
Robert, did you learn anything more last year? Obviously, with Washington, you were playing on the scout team. But did that do anything in terms of seeing the field from a different perspective now as a quarterback in the passing game than maybe you take with you moving forward?
I think all my experiences from the past 4 years in the league have helped me get to this point where I am in Cleveland and with the coaching staff and with the team, and just how to manage everything and control your process and focus on what you can't control. So I don't think there's any one thing that's done that, but all those experiences have helped me.
Robert, when you signed here, did you watch Browns film from last year to get an idea for their personnel?
I did not. I did look at the roster and see who was here. And, when management talked to me, it was more about having an opportunity to come somewhere and help a team be successful than it was about who was on the roster.
So when you look at, like, Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson, mm-hmm. the guys in your backfield, have they been pleasant surprises? for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I really wanted to come out and practice with guys, get to know them first before I ever judge them as football players. Because what you see on tape from 1 year can be totally different from the next. So when we came out in OTAs, it was awesome to see those guys run as hard as they were running. And, you know, when a new coach comes in, everybody's, you know, starting at ground zero. And everyone has to prove why they should be here and why they should be on this team. And I think all those guys have come in great shape, ready to go, and it's going to give us a competitive advantage.
How's it going with Cam Irving? How are the exchanges going? And how is he taking over that role left behind by Alex Mack?
Yeah, you know, his first year playing full-time center. And Cam's done a great job. You know, there's always going to be growing pains here and there, but he's being physical. He's calling out his points and making all his checks. But just like Cam, like myself, like everybody on the roster, we all got to continue to get better. We got a long way to go before the season starts to get to where we want to be. But Cam has done a great job.